Hello again there, folks. So I think everybody's quite happy to see the end of Gay Month, and everybody's sick to death of seeing that rainbow flag everywhere. And it got me to thinking about and asking, like, why rainbows? And I know it was the flag itself was created in the late 70s, but it's just that the idea of having a rainbow there, and what is the meaning of a rainbow? And it's actually related to when you shine a light through a water drop, then if you look at it from a certain angle, then what happens is that the light is deconstructed within the water drop, and out of the other side come lots of different rays, lots of different colours. And you can see this also in glass prisms where they do these experiments, and so white a white beam of light goes in the glass prism. It's then splintered and refracted, they call it, deconstructed, and then it comes out the other side in all of these various component parts. And it's a very strange thing that they've decided to use this as what's become, in effect, the primary flag of globalism and woke capital. And each of the bars are now sort of competing victim groups, all vying to see who is the most oppressed. And so we see that what the rainbow actually represents is something which is or was coherent, which has been deconstructed and then used as a flag to celebrate the global homo world order. And it's absolutely everywhere. And it goes without saying as well that, having these flags just absolutely plastered all over the place isn't actually what a victim, or somebody who was oppressed, who has just won their rights. It isn't like that. They don't go out and sort of plaster flags all over the place and dominate every public space in the Western world, every brand, every social media outlet, every advert. It's that's what a conquering army does. That's what a conquering ideology does. And so they've based it mainly on something which has been deconstructed and then came out the other side of that process as a rainbow flag, literally as a rainbow flag. And it's what they then do is look back on the past, of course, and see it as being retrograde. If you think of the beam of light as being sort of white, European Christian civilization, it's now been at the behest of the financial institutions, of course, who back all of this stuff up. That is now in the process of being deconstructed, and they're very happy with what comes out the other side of it. And so, given that they look back on the sort of the previous formation, with such contempt, you can do that, and you can go back and see what was, and then what is, and what was, and then what is. And then you can have a look at it all over the brands, dominating everything. But it is the result of deconstruction. Whether that's intended or not is another debate, another video to get into. But what the rainbow flag is what the rainbow is, and it's when something which was a sort of form has been splintered and deconstructed. And but there is a caveat here, because it is just an illusion. So this isn't like too much of a black pill, but the rainbow only exists if you look at it from a certain perspective. It is the way that it works. It's an optical illusion, but nevertheless, it can be a quite powerful optical illusion. So I'll see you later, folks.